This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dan Zangrilli is here. I believe he had a reprieve from pre and post.
I did. Okay, so as you take shots of people on vacation, who was the Colorado coach when we were in college? The viral clip, it's Division I football. Who was that? And then he would go on to say, that's more vacation than you guys get.
I don't remember that, Dan.
You don't remember that?
No.
Epic?
Was it Colorado football?
Like, I think it was.
University of?
Yeah.
Would that have been the Neuheisel?
Gary Barnett?
Yes, it was okay, Gary Barnett. Okay. Epic good rant, call. And there's so many drops that you can
was
get
Barnett
out of that.
Was Barnett the guy at Northwestern, Pony, when
he
Darnell
was.
Autry and them those guys got
yeah,
to,
he went
the
to the Rose Bowl.
Bowl?
And that's when Ron went to the Rose Bowl, and he pretends like he's not a fan. But then for that game, he brought a little Ziploc bag, and he picked clippings of like the purple grass in the end zone, put it in a plastic bag, and brought it back with him.
See, not a fan, though.
Hot take, I think it's the best rant from a coach ever. And you can use, go play intramurals, brother. Go play intramurals.
This guy, remember Hulk that? Hogan?
Oh, he sounded like him. It was so good.
Listen anyway. To the PM Team on Demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to Dan Zangrilli.
Oh, my.
Tonight, before Pirates Royals and after Pirates Royals, his visits with us are brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. They get everybody jazzed up, and then they had one extra base hit in 27 innings. And it happened in the first inning, and then they didn't score a run. And it hadn't happened since the 19th century when Grover Cleveland was president, Dan.
Grover, big Sesame Street character guy. One of my favorites. Man, that's it's tough because, you know, any steps forward that you think you're taking. And listen, they got pitched to great series by the Mariners. And I'm not sugarcoating this. You got to
be able to. And for two-thirds of the series, they pitched their ass off, too.
They did. And that's the crux of the frustration, because I think they're closer than they are further away, right? Or maybe not. That's what I keep going back and forth with.
Dan,
in my
they don't
head.
Know how to acquire hitters.
That's
Mackey
yes.
had the stat. So, Jack Sawinski's the best hitter that Ben Cherington's brought in 6 years.
The facts are damning, right? It's the truth. Everything that he laid out in a really good column today, it's all true. And okay, so that's their brutal reality. That's what they're living in. But to fix it, this is a question that I still haven't yet to answer, is how close are they? How far away are they? And I go.
How would you answer that? Your question.
He just said he can't figure it out.
Well, I say they're probably closer, because still I believe, and maybe this has changed, that the harder thing to do is set up the pitching infrastructure.
But they're proving that doesn't mean as much if you've literally given up the fewest runs in baseball,
ergo,
in the NL, and you're 16 teams out of first place.
Ergo, the question, what's more important now? Is it more important to actually build an offensive juggernaut and figure out the pitching, as opposed to the other way around for 130 years? It's, let's just get the pitching right and figure out a way to scratch across four runs, because when they do score four runs, they win twice as many games than they lose. And for whatever reason, that has been like climbing Kilimanjaro backwards on one leg to get to four runs. That's never really been a hard thing to do, even with mediocre offenses.
How much credit does he deserve, Charrington, for being good at assembling a pitching staff when the guy who's worth five wins above replacement was, for most people, now I would have gotten this wrong, I would have picked Dylan Cruz, but for most people was the slam dunk first pick.
I'm going to just take Skeens and put him aside.
Yeah, I'm saying how good is their pitching? Like, is it elite pitching without him?
I think it's pretty darn good, yeah. I mean, because the guy's going five innings. I mean, and Skeens isn't the, I mean, the whole is greater than the sum of its one part.
He inherited Mitch Keller. He brought in Heaney,
right,
and he did trade for Falter.
Yep.
And so, like, I'm disinclined to give him, like, oodles of credit for assembling this great rotation when some of it was already there, when the biggest piece was close to a no-brainer, when one guy is a veteran who's going to get traded off anyway at the deadline in Heaney, and when, yes, the one really good asset there among the starters that he brought in is Bailey Falter. Like, I'm just not... I think maybe his genius as an assembler of a pitching staff is a little bit overstated here.
I think it's not so much just the starting rotation, but the staff at large. And I think
and then the system
it's
too,
the bullpen.
Chris.
It's the bullpen, too. I mean, say what you want. I mean, do I dismiss Santana? Do I dismiss Isaac Mattson? Do I dismiss the fixing of and sticking with David Bednar? No, I don't dismiss any of that.
I don't.
So, and then you've got some, I think, nice plug-and-play guys. I mean, Mike Burrows, they stuck with him coming off an injury. He looks to be pretty good. I mean, the Jared Jones thing before he got hurt was really a great developmental success story that they expedited in an extremely quick fashion. And, you know, he comes up here and dominates instantaneously. So I think they've done a nice job.
They've got three guys who are over the league average in OPS on the entire roster right now. Brian Reynolds, actually. That's a big problem. Andrew McCutchen at 38. O'Neill Cruz, who's barely at 717. And Nick Gonzalez, who's only played 29 games. I want to read you something Dejan wrote today.
Yeah.
I want you to tell me if this squares up with what you've heard. He said, I can't stress this bullet point enough. If this is the only point that resonates, that'd be fine. The Pirates hit last week because they were doing the opposite of what Charrington and his analytics army want. The literal polar opposite, and they're planning to get right back to it with their next stops in Kansas City and Minneapolis. Basically, what he wrote was, Charrington says, be patient, take pitches, and their whole strategy against the Cardinals and Mets was, jump on guys and be aggressive. Is that true?
I don't know.
And then he said, last sentence, talk about dysfunction.
I mean, I would actually look at the quality of pitching that they saw over that six-game stretch. I'd break it down, like Frankie Montas and you know, the lefty.
Paul Blackburn.
Peter said, yeah. I mean, they also saw some bootleggers that they caught at the right time.
Some bootleggers, Malzahn.
Johnny Bootlegger, some of the nastiest-looking liquor you can buy.
You can say that. You know, maybe that six-game stretch was, okay, the Mets come limping in, and the Cardinals series was impressive, sure, but, I mean, to sit there and
I don't like
say
what,
that, like, they went rogue
what
for
Dan,
one series,
no, what
and
Dan,
then they come
what
back.
Dan writes there, like, I'm not, he's talking to more people on the inside, so I'm not going to say, like, he's getting it from players who don't maybe feel that way, but, man, whenever I hear something that's that cut and dried, and it's, hey, if you take away one thing, take away this, this is how it went down, if it's that easy, then guess what? The players just band together, go rogue all the time, and guess what? You'll win the World Series. Look out, Dodgers, here they come.
And they do that anyway because guys have their own personal hitting instructors.
That just feels very convenient to explain how they were so good for six games and how... I guess the proof will be in the pudding on some small sample size. If they start raking again tonight and destroy the upper Midwest for six straight games... Then we can revisit that and say, was DK on
Dan,
to something?
Dan, do you agree with this? He also writes, there's very real resentment that Charrington afforded the budget by nutting to add to the big league payroll, instead applied even more money to analytics.
Well, that's certainly true. The last part of that is yes.
We know that the last part's true, but is there actual... He's implying that there's... Not implying, he's writing that there's resentment from the baseball field people, the manager, the players, that that's where the money went.
Well, I would think, sure, because you don't see that direct, tangible... you know, lift that you would hope to get in the way of actual personnel to deal with, I'm sure. Because, listen, there's a lot of folks, I think, that feel that there's a separate budget for research and development that's its own discipline, and then there's a separate budget for actual personnel. There's not just one big combined budget for both, but Nutting has just said, here's your budget, do with it what you will. And we've discussed this, you know, months ago.
Why would we be talking about this in April?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Have at it your way, man.
So, I mean, but again, I mean, is that on the owner, though? And I think that that's a fit, because I think the way that other organizations are structured is you have your own budget, your own pot of money for R&D, and then your own budget, not
would,
just one big one. You
have on to
choose
owner.
Either or.
I would put that on the owner. And I think
there should have been more oversight, is what you're saying, Chris.
There should
I
have
agree
been.
With that.
And I'm going to project a little bit here based on just what I know Deion has written in the past. I think he would be more aligned with the owner than the GM, broadly speaking. I think Deion.
Well, yes,
would
he
be
writes on a daily basis. The GM should be fired.
But
I
don't read DK every day on a daily basis, so that was redundant. I mean, he also wrote the hey, the Pirates' finances are X, Y, and Z, and this is why you know they allowed me this look into it. So I think it makes more sense that he would be probably pro owner, such as it is, and very much anti GM.
Dan will be listening pregame tonight. Thank you.
All right, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.